After the ongoing spread of COVID-19 on campus, UNR is moving all of its classes online. Kevin Carman is provost of UNR. Provost Carman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be back.
So, Provost Carman, on October 9th, UNR President Brian Sandoval sent out this campus-wide letter moving all instruction online after Thanksgiving break. How come? What were you finding with COVID-19 on campus?
Well, we have had a number of cases on campus among our students, and we felt like that the responsible thing to do was to make this move to try and avoid an outbreak of cases that often occurs after holidays. We find after Labor Day and whatnot, if students go home and visit, then we have increased cases after that. This is something that's really being done pretty commonly nationally. If you look across the country, I did a recent survey of colleagues across the country, and about 80% of the universities that I heard from are going entirely online after Thanksgiving to try and minimize the outbreak on campus.
Mm-hmm. And from what I had read at the time, about 1 in 9 active positive cases in Washoe County were, they believed, associated with the university community, and the 18 to 24 age range continues to be the highest range of new cases. Now, President Sandoval asked students who live in the dorms not to return to the dorms until next semester. This is a question that's also been asked around the country. Will those students get refunds for the times that they're not living on campus?
Yes, they will.
Oh, okay. And in terms of the classes right now, has it been difficult for those teachers who have been teaching in person to make that adjustment? Is that why you're waiting until after Thanksgiving to do this?
It has been a challenge for our faculty. We offered training over the summer, had developed a class to help our faculty develop and learn about techniques for online and hybrid education. The reality is that the majority of our instruction this semester is online. We do have several classes that are being taught either in person or partially in person, we call HyFlex, but still about 90% of our classes are taught entirely online or partially online. So it's a big adjustment for the faculty, but they've really done well. Last spring was a real challenge when we had to change suddenly, but over the summer the faculty got more training and became more accustomed to it, and I think this fall that it's going pretty well.
You know, you referenced universities around the country. I've read many of those stories. Administrators have said students weren't listening to warnings about social distancing. They were going to bars. I mean, people who went to college know there is a lot of socializing that happens in the dorms and in the bars. Is that kind of what was happening at UNR too? I mean, have you looked at it in that depth?
Yes, we're quite confident that most of the cases that are occurring are the result of social activities that occur off campus. If you come on our campus, you'll find students, without exception, wearing face coverings everywhere on campus, walking across campus and in the classroom. But young people are young people, and they will interact, and they do. And so there's no question that contributes to the COVID cases.
Now, typically, at least from what we've learned through research and really the history of the COVID-19 infections in this country, younger people have not been developing serious cases of COVID-19. But I wonder if you've seen any serious cases in the campus community.
We have had no hospitalizations among our faculty. We certainly have had some students who felt sick and achy, and it certainly can have an impact on them. But we haven't had any serious cases that we're aware of, so we're very grateful for that.
And I wonder what the students and their parents, what kind of response has there been to that October 9th announcement by President Sandoval?
It's actually been fairly positive. We've had a few questions about clarification, about some of the questions you asked about dormitory, et cetera. But really, we haven't heard much. So I think people understand that it's the right thing to do, and saying, okay, well, we're going to go along with this. One of the challenges that we had was with classes that are in person, our lab classes, for example, getting those completed for the semester. And that's one reason we wanted to go ahead and get that announcement out, so that the students and faculty in those classes could accelerate their pace and get those classes completed before Thanksgiving.
And part of President Sandoval's letter said students would be on campus again in spring semester. And I imagine that does really sort of rely upon how much COVID-19 has disappeared, hopefully by then. But I wonder if there will be different safety measures if they come back then.
I don't foresee any different safety measures. I want to repeat that the on-campus, per se, the classroom setting that we have, the social distancing, the measures that we're taking, we're pretty confident are highly effective. It's really more the things that happen off-campus that are the challenge for the spread of the virus. But there's not a whole lot more that we can do on-campus than what we're doing now, which we think is being very effective. You may also know that we closed our fitness center and decided to close it until the next semester. That was one area where we found, just by the nature of the activities going on there, that there was more spread of virus occurring there. And so we've shut that down, and we are developing different measures that we'll take in the spring where we hopefully can open it under more controlled conditions.
Now, just a few days before Sandoval's letter, as of October 5th, the COVID-19 case rate per 100,000 over 30 days in Washoe County, not just on campus, was the highest in the state. And according to NSHE's COVID data dashboard, UNR has seen 631 confirmed cases. And that's higher than UNLV, which has about 164. Do you have any idea what might account for that difference?
Well, I have a speculation, but I don't have any firm solid data on that. But our campus is quite different from the UNLV campus. We have a high level of students living in dormitories. We have lots of students living in sororities and fraternities near campus. The campus is essentially surrounded by apartment complexes that are in which students live. Whereas at UNLV, they're more of a commuter campus. They don't congregate on and socialize on and around campus as much as our students do. So it's just inherently, there's just more interaction and more opportunity for interactions among students. And so that's my speculation on why we might have a higher rate.
Okay, and that is Kevin Carman. He's provost of UNR. Provost Carman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good day.